This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky on the sidelines of the summit of the future at UNGA in New York. Earlier, Mr. Modi also held a bilateral meeting with General Secretary of the Communist Party of Vietnam and State President Tô Lâm. They deliberated on ways to strengthen bilateral cooperation as well as exchanged views on important regional and global issues. The leaders also reaffirmed the importance of deep civilizational and cultural links between the two countries. PM Modi reiterated its sympathies and solidarity with Vietnam in the face of loss and damage caused by Typhoon Yagi earlier this month. The Vietnam president thanked PM for the timely supply of emergency humanitarian assistance and disaster relief by India under Operation Sadbhav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that digital public infrastructure should be a bridge and not a barrier. Speaking at the summit of the future at the United Nations General Assembly yesterday, PM Modi added that for global good, India is ready to share its digital public infrastructure. PM Modi said that for safe and responsible use of technology, balanced regulation is needed. He added that the world wants such global digital governance in which sovereignty and integrity remain intact. Mr. Modi also said that the success of humanity lies in collective strength and not in the battlefield. Highlighting the threats on peace and security, PM Modi said that while on one hand, terrorism continues to be a serious threat to global peace and security, on the other hand, cyber, maritime and space are emerging as new theatres of conflict. On all these issues, PM stressed that global action must match global ambition. Talking about reforms of multilateral institutions, PM said that global institutions need reforms as reforms are the key to relevance. PM also called the African Union's inclusion as a permanent member in the G20 an important step in this direction. PM Modi also stated that for India, one earth, one family, one future is a commitment. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said PM Modi had a very intense and successful visit to the United States. Briefing media in New York, Mr. Misri said that the community event held during the PM's visit showed the kind of connect that the Indian-American community has built in the U.S. He said Indian diaspora is a living bridge between the two countries, and the PM acknowledged it. He further said that the visit had a very strong technology element to it, which is reflected in the Quad Joint Statement and in the U.S.-India bilateral fact sheet. Campaigning for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir ended yesterday. 26 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on Wednesday. Assembly elections in the Union Territory are being conducted in three phases. BJP senior leader and Home Minister Amit Shah addressed public meetings in Tohana and Jagadhri assembly constituencies of Haryana. While addressing the election rally in Tohana, Mr. Amit Shah accused Rahul Gandhi of insulting the Sikh community and accused the Congress party of being anti-scheduled caste. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will embark on a 5-day visit to Uzbekistan beginning today. During her visit, the Finance Minister will attend the 9th annual meeting of the Board of Governors of Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank in Samarkand on Wednesday and Thursday. In Lebanon, at least 492 people have been killed and over 1,500 wounded in Israeli strikes across the country on strongholds of Iran-backed group Hezbollah. The country's health ministry said in a statement that children, women and paramedics are among those killed and wounded in the attacks. Meanwhile, the Israeli military said it has carried out strikes on 800 targets in Lebanon, claiming they were weapons depots used by the Hezbollah. The first case of the clade 1B variant of mpox has been reported in the country. Sources in the health ministry said that the mpox case of the variant was detected in a youth who landed from UAE in Kerala last week. The ministry said that patient condition is stable and under observation. Employees Provident Fund organization has recorded all-time highest addition of around 20 lakh net members in July this year, registering a growth of 2.43% in comparison to the same month of last year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.